All right. So the books.media is working because I got a remote server. The 153nc.com is not working on my phone, but some people say they can see it, so I don't know. Google's always messing with me. Google, Chrome, the system. And so the system's always harassing me. They give me like 2 or 3 days off, but then they show up. And it could be Google, it could be some military agent. It could be by text, by email, by website, by phone, by whatever. They're always trying to mess with you. It could be a neighbor, it could be somebody that you're serving on the job or something. There's always somebody out there. It could be the government, you know, trying to contact the IRS right now. What do you mean? I paid everything. They're always doing something. Could be your mortgage company. It's always something. Could be a renter. It could be just drama, you know, just trying to create drama. And that's part of the system. So how can that happen? And I know it's not just happening to me. I know it's happening to everybody. Some people handle it better than others, you know. But how is that possible that you have a narcissistic system that's playing the same games as a narcissist in your life? Whether it's spouse, dating, job, church, whatever. How can a narcissistic person in your world be doing the same games as the narcissistic Babylonian Illuminati system? Here's the answer. The reason is narcissism is just the epitome of the flesh. Sociopaths and psychopaths are narcissists who went to the extreme. There are people out there, and I've talked to them in the real world. I've been friends with them. They'll say something, they'll slip up and they'll say something. Well, I was in the line and I just wanted to grab a person and rip their head off or something like that. And you're like, did they just say that? Because they never say anything like that. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they say something like that. And it just happened. And I could see somebody getting mad or something like that. But then they say it a lot, you know. And you're like, I got to get away from this person. This person's pure evil. Because if they can't admit that thinking is wrong, something wrong. So anyway, how can the narcissistic system be playing the same games as a narcissist? How can your email spam, how can your notifications on your phone be playing the same game as a narcissist? Here is the answer. Because narcissism, sociopaths, psychopaths, they're all related. The goats, the Jezebels, the Delilahs, the legalistic preachers, they're all the same. Because the energy of the flesh, if you take it to the nth degree, it becomes narcissistic. So the whole system is a fallen system in time. And so if the whole system's run by unsaved, because the god of this world is the devil, so the unsaved yoke up together in their secret societies to run each nation. They're all working together. So if they're unsaved, they're what? In the flesh. And they're trying to what? Run the system in the energy of the flesh. Now what happens when you run the system in the energy of flesh? It's lies, it's destruction, it's insanity, it's confusion, it's death, it's a death cult, it's selfish, it's me, myself, and I. It's totally anti-Christ. And the devil's a defeated foe. And so the children of the devil are the defeated foe. And so the same games that are played with a narcissist CEO are the same games being played with the narcissist in your life and in the narcissistic system. And so it's a fractal view. So you can look at the way Biden and Pelosi and Soros and Gates, and you can look at the way they're playing games with you and messing with your mind, and Balenciaga or whoever they are. I shouldn't even know that name. Why is that even in the news? You can look at the games of the lawyers, the doctors, the bad doctors, telling you that the carbs are good for you. The pyramid's upside down. Everything that the flesh mind does is upside down. So it's a system that's run on the flesh mind, and the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. So the spirit mind would say something like this: let it flow through you. The flesh mind would say, let it flow to you. When you let it flow through you, guess what? Everybody gets blessed. When you let it flow to you, not only do you destroy yourself, because the mindset of a hoarder, they want to just hold on to it and hoard it. Nobody gets blessed. You see? The blessing comes when you have the mind of Christ. And it's from Him, through Him, and to Him. It's not from you, through you, to you. It's from Him, through Him, to Him. So when you let things flow through you back to Him, what does that mean? You're in the universal, eternal mindset. But when you're trying to hang on to something, I'll give an example. Let's say you bought a house and then you lost your job and you have a hard time paying your rent. So you go get a job at McDonald's and it's half the pay or something. And so you're trying to pay the rent and you got an extra bathroom and a bedroom. And it wouldn't take much to throw a wall up, and they got a back door. They got an entrance to go in the back. You could actually rent that out as an Airbnb and benefit somebody else and benefit yourself at the same time. But most people don't think like that. They would rather fight and struggle and worry and you know, whatever, because they're thinking one way. They're not thinking the big picture, you know. And so, I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat, they say, right? There's more than one way to function down here. You can do two part-time jobs. You can do a full-time or a part-time. You can do two part-time. You can take a weekend job. You take a night job. One time I had to do some court stuff for about 2 years to escape a Jezebel trying to steal my property. And so what did I do? I took a third shift job for 2 years, and I became my own lawyer. There's always another way to skin a cat. There's always another way to skin a cat. But you've got to think outside the box. Did I like working third shift? No. Did I like that job? No. But I endured it for 2 years while I won my case. And what I learned during that 2 years, I learned that the lawyers are on the same team. They just pretend to be enemies in the courtroom, but they're buddies. And they actually split the money. They split the money. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You go pay your lawyer to fight against the other party, and that lawyer and the other lawyer talking, and he said, well, if we do it this way, I'll give you a 10%. We'll just go with this route. Behind the scenes, they're agreeing to help the other one because they were buddies in college. It's a game, people. You're in a game, a narcissistic game.